I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February 9th. Manic Community Health Center has administered nearly 1,000 COVID-19 vaccinations since opening a clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy last week. The City Council got an update on the clinic last night, and mayoral spokesman Chris Walker said the administration expects vaccinations to increase as the supply of vaccine increases. Brewster Ambulance and firefighters are also bringing vaccines directly to senior housing developments in Quincy. There were only 13 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 282 active cases. Quincy's positivity rate is 5.2%. The city does remain in the red category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 145 deaths. New energy-efficient LED lighting has been installed at the Point Webster Middle School in Quincy. Officials say nearly 1,100 interior light fixtures at the school have been replaced with the new LED lighting in classrooms, hallways, and restrooms. The new lights are expected to use 78% less electricity than the old lighting. A $200,000 grant was used to cover half the cost of the project. Today is the deadline for Quincy veterans and their families to sign up for a free food giveaway in Quincy. Later this week, the Veterans Services Department will be holding that food giveaway at Pageant Field on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Veterans and their families are eligible to participate. You must register by calling 617-376-1194. The food drive will be a drive-through operation, and participants are asked to stay in their vehicles and wear a mask. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, February the 9th.